Local healthcare providers in Haines are recommending that anyone with a sore throat go to the clinic. The reason? Local cases of strep throat are at an all-time high. The bacterial infection, if left untreated, can cause serious complications. Unless you've been cheering loudly and often at local basketball games recently, the chances are pretty good that sore throat is strep. Dr. Pornson Linton, a practitioner at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Haines, says in her 9 years as a provider here, she's never seen anything like this. She says other doctors and nurses agree that the recent strep outbreak is unusually robust.
This is the worst time ever we've seen strep like this. Usually we see, you know, occasionally here and there, but this is almost everyday thing.
The ailment has been going around for over 2 months, and while Linton couldn't pull out exact numbers, she says that more than several dozen people are infected. The main symptoms are sore throat and fever. Linton said about 90% of patients she's seen that have come in for a sore throat are diagnosed with strep.
Yeah, well, we don't know exact number. Sometimes we see about 3 or 4 patients a day, you know, and yeah, that's a lot since January.
The exact strain is not known, but Linton says a round of antibiotics, most commonly amoxicillin, will knock it out. Strep will eventually go away on its own, but it can take a month or more, and leaving it untreated can cause serious complications like sinus or throat infections, an immune system meltdown, even acute kidney inflammation or rheumatic fever.
And the complication is pretty significant for some people if they're not treated. But of course, you know, that one is not happening to everybody.
A telltale sign of the bacteria is red and or white splotches on the roof of the mouth or the back of the throat. But Linden says this particular bug is sneaky.
This is pretty unusual strep throat that we see, and even the exam on the throat, sometimes it doesn't look strep throat, but when we do the tests, they are positive.
Other symptoms include nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, but
here's the really interesting thing about strep is that it can live in somebody's nose and throat without causing any signs or symptoms of illness at all.
That's Michelle Roundtree, a public health nurse in Haines. Both Roundtree and Linton agree that washing hands well and often is the best method of prevention. Also, if you have a sore throat, see a provider and then stay home to avoid spreading it.
If you have strep throat and you touch a surface and then I come along and touch that same surface, I'm not going to get strep throat. But if I'm talking to you and you sneeze, or some people, when they speak, they spit a little bit, or if you share a water glass or a water fountain, it's droplet-mediated in that that's how it gets from person to person.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported Thursday that an unusually high number of strep cases have been reported in Whitehorse in recent weeks. And Linton said she was working in Togiak, 70 miles west of Dillingham in western Alaska, in January, and saw increased strep diagnoses there as well. In Skagway at the Dahl Memorial Clinic, a spokesperson said they haven't had any strep diagnoses recently. According to the state epidemiologist's office, while strep is an infectious disease, it's not one that is tracked statewide. Strep symptoms usually subside within 24 to 48 hours if treated with antibiotics. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.